Mike Baines says he didn't exactly plan on becoming tribal chairman. In fact, he didn't plan on joining the council at all. Almost a decade ago, he was working in the Alaska Native Studies program at Sheldon Jackson College.
My boss, Dennis Demmert, was the president of the local A&B at the time. Just out of curiosity, I was walking past the A&B when they were having an A&B meeting. I poked my nose in there and they nabbed me. I was just sitting there trying to mind my own business, and Dennis and another one of the officers came and said, "Hey, we got a mission for you." And then I said, just kind of kidding around, I said, "Is it a mission from God?" And they said, "Yeah." They wanted me to be an officer. And so, like, I left being an officer at the A&B. And then a week or two later, somebody else said, "Hey, we need you to put your name in for the tribal council election." And so I figured, might as well. What the heck? But at the time, at that particular election, my name was the only name on the ballot, so I kind of won by a landslide.
7 years later, when longtime tribal chairman Woody Widmark decided not to run for another term in 2012, Baines says he found himself once again running for a position he hadn't expected.
About 2 or 3 hours before the deadline to put our name in for the election, I said, "Hey, you gonna put your name in for chairman?" He was the chairman at the time, and he goes, "I'm not gonna run for anything." So I kind of scrambled around to try to find somebody else to run. But nobody else would, so I kind of threw my name in the hat and I got elected.
Baines beat then council member Dale Williams in the race for chairman. Now, 2 years later, Baines is running for a second term. He says he wants to build on the work the council has done over the past few years, like stabilizing the tribe's finances.
One thing from the last couple of years is I think we've got a real good grasp of how we're doing financially. We're not doing that fabulous, but for quite a while we're in pretty bad shape financially, which we didn't even know until we had a couple of pretty good staff come on board, and they, you know, just really went through everything with a fine-tooth comb and found out the things we need to do, and we did them.
The tribe had amassed over $400,000 in debt and was hit hard by the federal budget cuts in 2013 called sequestration. The decline in cruise ship passengers took a bite out of its tour business, and key grants became harder to get. All of that together means it's crucial for the tribe to find new sources of revenue, Baines says. To that end, the tribe recently started three enterprises under the new general manager, Lawrence Spotted Bird. Baines says the whole point of bringing in more revenue is to expand services. He'd like to see the tribe increase support for higher education through scholarships and vocational training. He wants to expand the General Assistance Fund, which provides financial help to families, and the Traditional Foods Program, which harvests and distributes everything from salmon to herring eggs. One priority, he says, is to strengthen the tribe's social services arm. For instance, by hiring a dedicated attorney to work on issues like adoption under the Indian Child Welfare Act, or ICWA.
Well, no, my brother was going through an adoption with trying to adopt his granddaughters, and the social services was able to help a little bit, but in the end, the state just sent the kids to Oregon to a non-Native family, which is just completely against the ICWA, but I guess our staff was just didn't have the expertise to help or the resources to do that.
But Baines says, first things first. After a long election season with primaries, the municipal election, and last week's midterms, he'd just like to see people come out and vote. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.